This is National Poetry Month, and poet laureate Robert Pinsky has been appointed to serve a third term, which is unprecedented. He's continuing work on his favorite poem project, which he initiated in his first term. He's getting people from all walks of life to read their favorite poems onto tape. This is an excerpt of our 1997 interview about the use of rhyme in poetry. Let me ask you, when you're dealing with rhyme, how much are you willing to deal with something more like harmony rather than rhyme exactly?
That's it. That's what you do. As I say, thinking about end rhyme isn't the only thing. There's a wonderful sentence in Frost's unrhymed poem, An Old Man's Winter Night, where he says, "A light it was to no one but himself where now he sat, a quiet light, and then not even that." Well, those T's go off beautifully. "A light he was to no one but himself where now he sat, concerned with he knew what, a quiet light, and then not even that." And it's not in rhyme, they're not end rhymes. The what and the at and the quiet and the light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
"A light he was to know himself, no one but himself where now he sat, concerned with he knew what, a quiet light, and then not even that." Is that rhyme? I don't know. It's a degree of likeness that's very taking in the poem.
While we're talking about rhyme, I want you to read a short poem of yours that has rhymes within, and it's called An Old Man. Can you talk with us before reading it about why you wanted this to rhyme?
Well, it's only sort of by me. It's based on my reading of translations of Constantine Cavafy's poem, An Old Man, a poem I loved in translation for many years, and I knew from reading the notes in the Sheridan Keeley and in the Ray Dalvin translations that it was in a very complicated rhyme scheme. And one day I got the notion I could do it. I call it An Old Man after Cavafy, and it's pretty close to what Cavafy wrote, but I can't read Greek. It's, you know, it's my poem based on the translations. I don't know whether to call it a translation or a poem. An Old Man, after Cavafy. Back in a corner, alone in the clatter and babble, an old man sits with his head bent over a table and his newspaper in front of him in the cafe. Sour with old age, he ponders a dreary truth. How little he enjoyed the years when he had youth, good looks and strength and clever things to say. He knows he's quite old now. He feels it. He sees it. And yet the time when he was young seems, was it yesterday? How quickly it slipped away. Now he sees how discretion has betrayed him and how stupidly he let the liar persuade him with phrases. Tomorrow, there's plenty of time. Someday. He recalls the pull of impulses he suppressed, the joy he sacrificed, every chance he lost, ridicules his brainless prudence a different way. But all these thoughts and memories have made the old man dizzy. He falls asleep, his head resting on the table in the noisy cafe.
Poet laureate Robert Pinsky. His latest books include The Sounds of Poetry and The Handbook of Heartbreak. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.